So what happened with the Eagles' defense in this game? Dallas came right out of the chute after that botched special teams play, scored the touchdown there, added two long touchdown drives. Tony Romo, completely different than he was on Thanksgiving, and we kind of expected that.
And we did. We said all week that Dez Bryant was going to be the X factor, and boy, was he on Sunday night. Three touchdowns, all of them against Bradley Fletcher in the fourth quarter. The Eagles would end up putting Kerry Williams just following Dez Bryant on that side of the field. But once again, the run defense was very good. DeMarco Murray did very little. He got a lot of volume, but not a lot of yards per carry. But the pass defense and the pass rush, really, save for a few times, just not good enough.
Yeah, and early on, the Eagles tried to double Dez Bryant, and Romo went to Jason Witten, seven catches, five first downs for the tight end who caught just one pass in that Thanksgiving Day game that the Eagles won in Arlington, Texas. And no pressure on Tony Romo. Too many openings in zone defense. And then when the Cowboys needed a big play, they went over the top. Dez Bryant too often open against Bradley Fletcher. Not enough help from safety positions. Just a very tough performance from the Eagles defense. And coordinator Bill Davis understands that his calls just did not work against a Dallas offense that played particularly well.
No, they've got weapons all over the place. It's not just DeMarco Murray. And, you know, Dez Bryant is a pro bowler in himself. And Romo is a well-seasoned vet, and he was healthy again this time. So we got the best of all of them. They made more plays than we did. We got the score tight again, and then they made a couple more plays. And they had a better night. The credit goes to them. They outplayed us today.
They made the throws. They made the catches. They got turnovers on special teams. They got turnovers on defense. We knew it was going to be a different Cowboy team coming in here. We knew they was going to play with a little bit more fire. It showed up. They made plays, and we didn't.
Everybody knows Dez is an emotional player. That's what he plays. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's very, very outspoken. And we knew he was going to be fired up, coming into the game. He was kind of as expected.
Because, we couldn't get off the field, and then penalties, and then it was just uphill. I take my hat off to them. They took advantage of what we gave them.
The mindset is the same as it's always been. Continue to get better. We got a huge game next week. They're always big, and the one next week is the biggest one. We have to find a way to get to 10.
All right, we've talked offense. We've talked defense. Now a little talk about special teams. The bright spot, once again, Cody Parkey, two field goals kicked off well. Just
still
remarkable
great
season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Now the opening kickoff, ball bounced at the 15-yard line. Brad Smith, we find out, should have taken that kickoff.
Sure.
He signaled instead to Josh Huff to come up, and Huff just couldn't get there in time.
And Huff, for his credit, took responsibility after the game, saying that he could have made a better play there too. But special teams has been so good this season. You thought that was one of the big advantages the Eagles would have against Dallas, and on the first play of the game, it goes the other way. And I've said it before, but you really lament the missed opportunity to take advantage of the atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field. That was as jazzed a crowd as I've seen in the last 5-6 years. They were ready to go, and on one play, it was out the window.
Yeah, and the crowd came back, to their credit, when the Eagles took that lead 24-21 in the third quarter. Special teams, let's talk about, where has Darren Sproles been?
Yeah.
We came so accustomed to the big returns in the punt game. You just see how good the coaching is in this league. Teams are making adjustments, kicking to the sidelines, pinning him there, not giving him really much return room at all.
I think he had one return for 1 yard. They didn't really have many opportunities, so... Where is Darren Sproles? Maybe Dave Phipp can find a way to get him involved in these last two games.
Yeah, two games to go for the Eagles in the regular season. Everyone, of course, still hoping for that postseason bid.